Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery, joined as always by my awesome, phenomenal co-host, the Mind Shift crew, Mr. Billy Miller, the motivational minister, as well as Dr. Ayo Kadar, the natural Zen diva. Again, welcome to 2011, and thank you to all of you that are tuning in for the first show of the new year. This is so awesome. It is so exciting. Just thinking about the successes that we had in 2010, and when I'm speaking of successes, I'm not talking about just mind shift. I'm talking about the successes in all of our lives, those that are listening to the show and those that have been guests on this show, speaking on this show. So we thank you guys for your support. We are excited about a new year. I can tell you that there is so much in store. We had a meeting of the minds last week, and we were talking about Mind Shift Talk Radio and just talking about some of the feedback that we've received on this show from listeners, and a lot of great feedback, but of course there's a lot that we want to do to improve this show to help you, those of you that are listening to the show. Again, the whole purpose of Mind Shift Talk Radio is for us to come together and discuss various topics, real topics affecting real people from different perspectives. And it is our goal that at the end of the show, every show that you listen to, you will walk away with a whole new, clear, and fresh, and healthy perspective. So, again, we encourage you, when you listen to this show, it is real. It's realer than real. There's no censoring. There's no bleeping. You guys know this is Blog Talk Radio, right? So we encourage you to have an open mind to the information that is shared on this show, whether it's by us or by those that we invite to speak on this show. But again, we are so thankful to all of you that are tuning in tonight for this first show. This is historic, guys. I'm telling you, this is only the beginning of even greater things to come in the new year. So I'm going to go ahead, you know, guys, Billy, Ayo, I know you guys are out there. I'm waiting to hear your voices. I just want to make sure, can you guys hear me? Are we clear?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Ayo, Dr. Ayo, you there? Awesome. Welcome,
I'm
guys.
Here.
Happy
Can you guys
new
hear
year.
Me okay?
Yes, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy 2011. Woohoo.
Yes. Like Billy said, gosh, I haven't talked to you guys since last year.
Right.
Why have you been away for so long? But, yeah, so this show, for those of you that may not have read the whole profile about tonight's show, this show is really a treat, not only for those of you that are listening, but also for us that are taking part in this call, because we are going to have some of our favorite guests from 2010 on the show tonight. So I'm telling you, this is just like, you know, all-star lineup, MVPs, whatever you want to call them, but the best of the best for Mind Shift Talk Radio, and the best of the best in their own rights and what they do, whether it's motivational speaking, writing, health and nutrition, coaching and development, ministry. You are going to hear the best of the best that we had to offer in 2010 here on Mind Shift Talk Radio. So we are excited about this, and we encourage you guys, you want to make sure that you're on for the entire hour, because our guests will be calling in every 10 minutes. And tonight, everyone's going to be sharing their reflections from 2010. So we're going to be talking about maybe the high points, maybe some low points, some people would consider it to be low points, and how we've learned from even what considered, which can be considered to be a low point. We're going to talk about what we're doing to win, to prepare to win in 2011. So, again, as always, you want to have your notepad out, because I'm sure that we're going to have so many golden nuggets shared on this show tonight. I know I have my notepad because I just know the quotes are going to be dropping like crazy, like rain on this show tonight. So definitely you want to have your notepads out. But before we invite our first guest onto the show tonight, just want to take some time for us to just share our own personal thoughts about what 2010 meant to us. what are some of the learning experiences we've had, and what we're looking forward to in the new year. So I'm going to go ahead and roll this over to you first, Dr. Ayo, because you cranked out the video on Facebook today, got everyone excited about the show. So, you know, I want to hear from you. What was 2010 for you? What did 2010 mean to you?
All right. Thanks, Stacey. Well, Mind Shifters, my Mind Shift family, guys, 2010 was a really awesome year for me. I had some really, oh my goodness, some serious changes in my life. But my biggest takeaways for this year was, number one, be true to yourself. You know, we're constantly on a journey of growth and change, and one thing that must stay true is you and how you feel about yourself. So I really embarked on a journey of self-discovery this year, and I jumped into a new career path as well. And so with my new career path, I was just constantly being bombarded with feelings of inadequacy. You know, and I know this is a marketing tactic. This is how people get you to buy, is it's, you know, that message that you're okay, but you're not quite good enough, and you would be better if you had my product. So it was just a constant bombardment, and there was always someone telling you that their way is best. So at the end of the day, it came back to really being true to myself, and if something didn't feel right with my spirit, then don't do it. So that was number one, be true to yourself. The second one was you have more than enough time. You know, I always felt like I was in a time crunch. I found myself always saying, you know, there's not enough time in the day. Well, I really had to have a mind shift, guys, because I realized there really is more than enough time as long as you have a clear plan. So, you know, this year I became a work-at-home mom. I was homeschooling my kids, and I was just drowning in a list of things to do. And then finally something clicked, and I started tracking my time, and I realized, you know, I really do have enough time to do everything that's necessary as long as I prioritize. So now I schedule my cleaning, you know, I clean this part of the house on this day, do another part on another day. So cleaning time, family time, business time, me time. Now, mind you, I don't always stick to the schedule, but at least it gives me a guide of what I should be doing. Then my third and final takeaway of 2010 is, you know, I'm a work in progress, so don't judge me. That was a major takeaway because, you know, as long as we're alive, we're in the process of becoming. We all are. We're all expanding our knowledge of ourselves and the meaning of life all the time, and we're constantly learning new lessons. So while one of us is learning lessons by raising a child, another is learning lessons by losing a child. So you have to keep in mind that even though we like to make judgments about our experiences and group them as good or bad, but we really can't take the individual, we can't take it personal, you know, because we're learning. So I know that's easy to say but difficult to accept, and it's really difficult to recognize your opportunity for growth while you're going through the struggle. But the fact is nature is always constructed and reconstructing itself, and everything we experience on life's road is to move us towards greater love and charity, to make us draw closer to ourselves, closer to one another, and closer to God. So those are my three takeaways from 2010.
Hey, awesome. All right, Billy, what you got for us?
Well, first of all, real briefly, I just want to thank my MindShift crew partners, Stacey Emery and Dr. Ayo Kadar, because that's what I think about in 2010, especially with this show. And MindShift Talk Radio is Stacey's vision, so I know I wouldn't be here if you didn't believe in me. So, Stacey, thank you for believing in me. And Dr. Ayo is one of the most versatile out of the crew, which I believe, you know, because whatever we're talking about, Dr. Ayo can bring it. You know, if it's health, she can bring it. If it's business, she can bring it. You know, if it's personal development, she can bring it. So I just thank you for teaching me versatility. As I reflect back on the past guests from the show in 2010, I sum it up in four words. Check out the archives. Check out the archives. If you're listening to this show and you're new to this show, please check out the archives, because we've had some awesome guests on the show. We have some of them on the show tonight, and I'm just going to share real briefly what I learned just from different guests on the show. We had a long time ago, Lachey Primus And she told us, if you can't see it, you can't be it. Medina Nance taught us to be healthy, and you can come off the meds. Chris and Summer Creighton showed me that relationships can work. Eddie Connor told me that I can win. I can live. Chris Gloss told me that it was possible. Terrence Lefferts told me that I'm unstoppable. Paul Wilson Jr. told me to dream big. Bo Bedouin showed me the faith on how to bring it to pass. Boy, y'all got me cracked up. Y'all got me pumped up. 2011. look, 2011, this is our year. This year, I'm not just going to knock on the door opportunity and wait for an answer. This year, I'm knocking the door down. So y'all with me?
We're with you. Well, I can
speak
myself.
Sir.
I don't know if I
was
in, but I know.
Yes, sir. Look, I had to get out. Look, I'm over here getting cried. Get it, Billy. That's what I'm talking about.
Awesome. Definitely. We are in with you, Billy, and thank you so much. Thank you so much for even coming on board and believing in me. So thank you. Well, you know what? I'm looking at the time, and I haven't had a chance to really go into anything yet, but it's okay because I want to make sure that we have enough time for our guests. Speakers, and you know, we've been talking about them, talking about how awesome our guests have been, and so it's time for us to get the ball rolling. Now, I have quite a few people. I'm looking at the queue, and just wanted to say for those of you that are calling in with questions, we just ask that you just be a little patient with us because we're going to be having back-to-back speakers. I'll try to get some calls in between. So if you do have any pressing questions or comments that you'd like to share, we encourage you to go to the chat room and share your comments there or ask your questions there, and we'll be sure to get those answered for you. But we're going to go ahead and get it started now. To get the ball rolling, we're going to start off with our we call them our mind shift couple. They're our favorite couple, and as Billy said, they taught us so much about relationships last year. Just as soon as you hear them speak, when they open their mouth, there's just this love and this amazing energy that comes from both of them, and you just can't help but be inspired by the information that they share. If you check them out on Facebook, look at their pages, even look at their websites, just to see the work that they're doing in ministry and that they're doing as a couple. It's very inspirational, and I just commend them for all the work that they're doing, not only helping those people that listen to our show or those that are reaching out on Facebook, but just to the people that they're helping in general on a day-to-day basis, whether it's through counseling, whether it's through ministry, to help people live better lives, to help us live better, have better relationships and to experience better relationships. So we're going to get the ball rolling with our mind shift couple, and that is Chris and Summer Creighton. Chris and Summer, are you guys there?
Yes,
we're
here.
How are you doing?
Hey, Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year. I'm excited.
It's good to hear from you guys.
Definitely always good to hear from you guys. You know, thank you so much. I sent the message out, and I knew that you guys would be on board because you guys are so excited always to share information with our listeners. But I thank you again. I have to thank you because I have to tell you, your show was one of the highest-rated shows that we had when you guys made an appearance on Mindshift. It was one of the highest-rated shows, not only for live listens, but also for replays. I mean, over a month after you guys appeared on the show, people were still downloading your show. That's how hot it was.
Wow.
So I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much.
To God be
but,
all the glory. What an honor.
Amen. Amen. So, as you guys heard, we're talking about 2010, and you know, both of you, I don't know, you can go in whatever order you like, but really, we want to hear from you. What did 2010 mean to you? What were your greatest learning experiences, and what are you looking forward to in 2011?
Okay, Chris is pointing at me like, you go first. So, 2010 for me was, well, you know, usually when another year comes through, I look up the numbers and see what they mean biblically and everything, and I found out that 10 was the number of order. And it's funny because that's exactly what it was for me. It was getting my household and myself in order. And I believe we did just that. The first thing we did was we downsized and we moved so we can give more to people in need, more to different ministries, to our ministry, just basically building the kingdom of God. So we put that in order. But that also helped us get our finances in order as well. And so we also went back to school. So when I had time to reflect on 2010, it did exactly what it was meant to do, which was put everything in order, which set us up to prepare for this 2011.
Awesome.
So that's what 2010 was for me.
All right. Mr. Creighton?
Oh, okay. I have to, you know, piggyback from my wife, and we both went back to school, and for myself, last year was kind of like, for me, preparation. That's why I started going back to school, because I'm just preparing for the next step. You know, for those who don't know, my dad's a pastor, and so my dad had basically told the congregation that I would be the next in line. So for me, it was getting myself prepared and my family and reading and really wanted to do other things in the community. So I really started to try to do things differently, trying to get out of my comfort zone. So matter of fact, me being on this interview is me getting out of my comfort zone. So for 2010, it was just something that was good for me. And just trying to do new things so that I get out my shell. So that's what 2010 was about for me.
You're doing it, brother.
Thank you, sir.
Now, do you guys mind me asking, what are you guys going back to school for?
Yeah, I'm going back for psychology.
Okay. And I'm going for biblical studies, theology.
Okay, so what's the game plan with both of those degrees?
Well, what I want to do is, I'm counseling at the church, I want to be able to, you know, get some learning and give people coaching and counseling. So a coaching and counseling center at our church, and which has already started, but I just want to help to build it more. And also for people who come in and counsel. I just want to be prepared. I want to give them something. I didn't just want to just give them, you know, just regular talk. I just really want to be able to show them that, you know, I have, you know, that I have something that they could take home, you know, and that they can be able to leave and feel like it can help to change them, you know.
And I'm going for biblical studies because Chris will be senior pastor one day, and so I'll be a first lady. So I figure I better embrace this and know everything I need to know.
Right.
About the word, and plus I am ministering to women constantly and also have been asked to speak at different churches and teach Bible studies, so it was time to really get my degree under my belt.
That is so cool. First lady, do you have your big hat ready?
Okay.
You got to have a first lady hat.
You got to send me one from ATL.
Okay, I got you.
Is she getting what's under the hat ready?
That's right. I like that, Billy. That's cool. That's right. Get it together. But you know what, guys? I think that's so awesome. You know, we can sit here, and I'm sure it's not just us, but everyone that you guys touch and affect on a daily basis, all the people that you're making a positive impact on every single day probably sit there and say, you guys have it all together. But there's always more that we can do to improve ourselves, right? And just to hear that you guys are preparing now for a whole new walk and a whole new journey in your life. You guys are going back to school. It's just to show that it's never too late to get started, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So,
and I know when Chris was on, when Chris Gloss was on, he was talking about, you know, that's one of the investments that we have to make as far as our education and improving ourselves. And I know that Paul Wilson Jr. talked about the same thing as far as making sure that we're spending that time improving ourselves. It's all part of our growth and development. So I think this is awesome. I'm excited about this church. And I know, Chris, when you have that first service, I need an invite because I have a big hat already. I can't update Summer, but I have a big hat too, so I will be there. Okay.
That's good.
And I will tithe. I have my offering ready, so I'm all good.
All right, we don't have to get the church now.
Yeah, you know the deal, huh?
I already know the deal. Well, thank you guys so much for calling in. What is the message that you want to leave with our listeners for 2011?
You know, for 2011, I found a quote that was really good. It says, the virtue is in the struggle, not the prize. And so whatever we do, as long as it's healthy, to go after it with everything we got and to enjoy the process, enjoy the journey. So you may not get the prize that you want, but I think you discover something about yourself if you go at it, because sometimes you don't always get the prize, but enjoy the journey. You know, enjoy what life brings. You know, we may not expect, you know, certain things, but I know a lot of things that's gone in my life. I didn't get the prize that I wanted, but I got something much better. And so just be open and enjoy the journey.
And also, I want to say for 2011, you know, whenever a new year comes in, the resolutions are usually, it can be selfish. So instead of that, I'm just saying, instead of just always trying to work on yourself, which is good, you know, trying to lose the weight and work on the career and everything, that's good, but also try to be a better spouse, a better parent, ask for patience with your kids and be a little more loving with your spouse and work on your other relationships as well and not be so centered on self, because I think we tend to do that. Every time the new year comes in, I hear all kinds of quotes like, this is my year, it's about me and all this stuff, which is nice, and that's good to improve yourself, but also look at what's going on with others and your relationship with others as well.
Got it. Well, Billy or Io, is there anything that you guys want to ask our Mindshift couple before we let them go?
I want to add on to what Chris was saying about the journey, a quote that came to my mind that I came up with, which is success is not reaching your destination, but it's who you become on your way to it.
Amen.
Love it. Well, again, thank you guys so much for calling in. Again, Happy New Year. I'm excited about all the great things that are in store for you guys this year. And, of course, we want to stay in touch and have you guys on the show again sometime this year. So we will definitely be reaching out to you guys, okay?
Right. Okay, great. Take care.
Have a good
Happy
night.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Whew. Keep it moving. Okay, so we got that down. I love them. They're so cute. They're just always so exciting and so bubbly when you come on. It's just like, oh, they're so adorable. But okay, so we're going to keep it moving, guys. We're going to go on to our next speaker. Now, this gentleman, I have to say, when he came on the show, even in the chat room, you can just feel his warmth and his compassion. And this is someone that was invited on to the show by Dr. Io. I didn't know him prior to the show, and she talked about how she had been following him, and she was inspired by some of the things that she had read by him, and she just felt that he would be a great asset to the show, and she felt that many people would be blessed by the message that he would share on the show, and definitely that is what happened. We were all blessed when he was on the show, and so we decided to bring him back as one of our favorites because, again, this is also one of the highest-rated shows that we had. And so, Io, I'm pretty sure that you know who I'm speaking about. Is there anything that you want to say about him before we bring him on, before we unleash him and unveil him?
Oh, no, let's bring Mr. Unstoppable on, guys. He can get you fired up every time. Every time I talk to him, he's so inspirational. And not just somebody that talks about it, he bees about it. Yes, bees is not a word. So... Yeah, I mean, just really blessed to have connected with him this year, and he's always willing and ready to help someone, so you got to love that.
Definitely. Well, he's already in the chat room, already dropping that knowledge in the chat room. So, Coach Terrence Lefridge, are you on the line? Are you there? I see you there. Okay.
Can you hear me?
I hear you. We hear you. Hey.
Hey. Are you guys ready to be unstoppable?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Happy New Year. Happy decade. Happy new day. Happy January 3rd. Are you guys ready for another unstoppable possibility?
Yeah.
We are ready.
Well, I am so grateful. I am so thankful that you guys have blessed me to come back and share the airwaves with you. I've been listening to the call tonight, and I've truly been inspired too. And just like Chris Gloss said, I had to get another sheet of paper because I've been so inspired by the things that have already been said on this call. So I hope that I can bring as much to the call as all the other people that have been on the call so far have brought to the call. And I'm unstoppable because you guys continue to be unstoppable. So I got to stay in the game. I got to meet your level of intensity and tenacity if I want to be what I want to be. So it's because of you that I can be what I'm trying to be. So thank you all for this.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Yes. So what was your greatest learning experience in 2010? What's the one thing that really stood out to you in 2010?
You know, I think the one thing that stood out for me is that I learned perseverance. I learned resilience, and I learned the art of reinvention. You know, over the last 18 months to 2 years, I too had to go through some transitions in my life, and transitioning from one career that I was in into another career, and it caused me to be patient. It caused me to have to wait on God and listen to His voice and listen to the direction that He would have me to go. And it caused me to have to get out of my own way so that I could see the path that God wanted me to go into. And that's a word that I speak to the airwaves today. Get out of your own way and let God lead you. And as a result of taking that time and doing that thing that needed to be done for me to reinvent myself, I had to face my fear. And you know, there's a slogan out there that says fear means false evidence appearing as real. Well, I couldn't deal with that acronym. I didn't want to deal with false evidence. I look at things in black and white most of the time. It either is or it isn't. I can't be seeing fantasies and thinking that it's reality. So I had to go change the game for that acronym, and I had to change fear into the acronym of being facing every day as reality. Now, whether that reality is a reality that I love or whether it's a reality that I hate, I'm going to face it, and I'm going to have that power that comes out of facing that reality. And that's the other word I want to share with you for 2011. Face every day as reality, and you're going to conquer your fears. You know, if it's a fear of not having enough finances in your life, face it. If it's the fear of not being able to get that promotion that you're looking, face it. If it's the fear that you're not going to be all that you can be for your family, face it. And then go on and put some action into play. And the three actions that I want you to put into play is I want you to reflect on those past successes and challenges that you had in 2010. You know, I had some successes that, you know, I was able to meet incredible people like Stacy, Io, and Billy, and Chris, and all the other people in the chat room, and that allowed me to grow in 2010, and it's just going to make me unstoppable in 2011. But I also had some financial challenges, and it was tough, and there was many days that, you know, I sat down in my basement that I called the lab, and I was just wondering what going to happen next? How am I going to make it through? How am I going to still be able to follow my dreams and still be able to provide for my family? But I faced it, and I'm here to tell you that I made it through 2010, and I'm just ready and fired up for 2011. So I want you to reflect on your path, whether it was a challenge or whether it was a success, and then I want you to refocus on your goals. Whatever those goals are that you set for yourself, and hopefully you guys got a chance to watch my video broadcast of the five things you should have done before 2011, and you're hitting the ground running in 2011 right now because you've put those goals in play. You've gotten them out of your head, and you're putting them on paper, and now you can just work that plan, because if you refocus on your goals, then you're going to be more inspired to reach those goals. You're going to be more motivated to reach those goals, and then you're going to put in the effort that's necessary to make those dreams come true. You know, I was just listening to another broadcast, and someone said that their Christmas of 2010 was the best they had ever had. And I want to say to you guys who's listening right now, if your 2010 wasn't the best that you've ever had, well, guess what? Christmas 2011 starts today. Do what you have to do to make 2011, Christmas 2011, almost a year from now, to make that the best you've ever had in your life. And you can start it today. That small step today is going to take you a long way. And then finally, just recommit to being the best person that you can be. That's all I know how to do. I've got to recommit to being the best parent that I know how to be. Dr. Io said that you can't be anybody else. You can only be the best you can be. And if you're the best you can be, then you've done your job. And that's what I want you to take away from here finally. Just recommit to being your best.
Okay. Now you guys see why he was one of the highest rated, right? That is why. You said so much in that short time, but that was enough to transform any person listening to this show. Terrence, I'm telling you, that was awesome. Reflect, refocus, and recommit.
That's all you got to do.
And
stay connected to Mind Shift Talk Radio.
Holla. Yes, indeed. Go ahead, Billy. I know you were saying something.
Oh, no. I was just saying if you don't reflect, refocus, and recommit, like you said, you need to repent.
That's the 4-star. Repent. I got it. Y'all on a roll. Well, thank you so much, Terrence, for being here last year. We thank you again for being here tonight. And we truly just wish you the best in everything. You know, like you said, you've been down in the lab. I'm sure you've worked some things out in that lab. And I just want to say to you, stay encouraged. Continue to be a blessing to others. Wishing you the best in 2011 and in years to come. I know you are going to totally rock this year. Totally.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Blessings and prosperity to all of you. Now go be unstoppable.
Yeah.
Let's do it. That was awesome. I'm telling you guys, that's why his show was rated so high, because I mean, he is just the bomb. He just dropped it like, boom. Like Chris said in the chat room, he just dropped the mic and walked off like, wow. Okay, so let's keep it moving. I'm excited. Okay, so we're going to keep the show going. Let's see. Gosh, we've got a good line. I'm just excited. Okay, so now going on to the next person that we had totally rock again. And you guys know, when we first started Mindshift, for those of you that may not have listened, when we first started the show, we talked about how we wanted to hit these different areas. We wanted to talk about mind, body, spirit, and we had a couple of shows on that, and that's really how Io and Billy and I came together, was just, you know, mind, body, spirit. We wanted to hit on those three areas. And so, of course, we had to make sure that we have someone that comes on that can share some really great information about health. And we're talking about physical health. You know, we talk about mental, we talk about spiritual health, and Dr. Io is that key for us. And so she's been the mastermind behind getting those great speakers and teachers on the show that can talk to us about our physical health. And when this woman came on the show, honestly, we were like, okay, you know, we thought it was going to be more of a lecture-type experience. You know, she's going to give us some information, like, okay, you got to take your vitamins, you got to do this. And we're like, okay, yeah, great, we're going to do that stuff. But when she came on, she was fire. I mean, she was exciting, she was humorous, and she just kept it real. You know, some people have so much information, they have so much inside of them that they're afraid to share with others, and not with this woman. I mean, she just came on here and she just unleashed. She just gave everything. We had guests in the chat room. We had people calling in, and she was so willing to share this information, and that's how we could see that she was so passionate about what it is that she does and about the information she shared. And I know Io, you know, we were talking about this, and we were talking about how when you listen to her, you could tell that everything that she shared was not so much what she learned in books, but it was truly from her heart. And that, and she was so transparent on the show, and she blessed us as well on that show that night. I mean, I had sticky notes of different natural remedies and so forth to use. And I can say this has been my best year in terms of health, you know, between me and my son. We normally have the sinus issues and all that stuff, but this year, 2010, was the best year, and I praise God for that. We did not have any of those issues, and she definitely helped with some of the information that she shared on the show as well. So we are going to go ahead and bring our phenomenal lady onto the show, Miss Medina Nance, certified master herbalist. Medina, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Hey.
Yes, we can hear you. Happy New Year to you.
Well, you know what? I want to say grace and peace and blessings to everyone. I've just been so uplifted. I didn't want to get started because I was so uplifted listening to everybody else. But it's so wonderful to be with you all again on Mindshift Talk Radio. And I basically want to say that what happened to me happened about a week and a half before my birthday. My birthday is December the 15th, and I actually had a doctor who was a part of a group of doctors contact me. And you know, I always started to try to stay open-minded, and when he contacted me, he said, I have some information I want to share with you. It's going to blow your mind. I said, well, okay. So he sits down and gives me the information, and I go through it, and I read it, and I didn't quite grasp it. So I actually have a couple of notes here just so I can run through it quickly with everybody so they won't have to go through what I went through. What he basically told me about was a new science in helping the body to heal itself. Generally, a lot of the things I've found out about helping people, I've, you know, gone to workshops, I've taken up courses and that type of thing. I've never before had someone contact me and give me something life-altering like that. So I called it my birthday present this year, and it definitely was the most mind-blowing thing that's happened to me in quite a while, because it's actually the answer to a prayer. I don't know how many of you out there have had people, loved ones, friends, and they've had end-stage diseases. You know what I mean by end-stage, like cancer in the fourth stage, and maybe they're hooked up to oxygen, or full-blown AIDS, or maybe a cocktail mix of an autoimmune disorder where they've got quite a few things going on. And I've been in that situation quite a few times over the 20 years, and it's always bothered me that with the powers that we have and with God on our side, I was like, you know, we've got to have something where we can help people in end stages. So what he was basically telling me about, I don't know if you guys are familiar with this. If you aren't, you might want to take this down. There are cells you have in your body called NK killer T cells. A lot of people have heard of T cells because you hear about people with AIDS and they check their T cell count, but these are called NK killer T cells. And they say that in a healthy population, the NK killer T cells should be between 150 and 225, but unfortunately here in the U.S., ours hover between 20 and 50. So what they did was they came up with a way to take, I guess you'd call it diabolized colostrum. It isn't straight colostrum because you guys have probably heard of colostrum. Colostrum is that clear fluid that comes from the lymphatic fluid in breast milk, and sometimes they get it from bovine, from the cows. But this is a source that they have actually isolated. It's like what colostrum could never do, because what it does is goes straight to the mitochondria of the cell, and in layman terms, it brings your immune system up rather quickly. The only people that can't use it are people maybe who have had an organ transplant, like a kidney or a liver. That's the only warning I've heard about this particular substance. And the reason why is because it brings the system up so much that those particular individuals, they have to take immunosuppressants for life to keep that organ in their body. But at any rate, the research that I went over had me so excited that I couldn't contain myself. I couldn't sleep. I hardly wanted to eat because I was, you know, thanking God that this is something that I've been praying for a long time. And what he actually gave me that I went through that I want to make sure I, you know, dispense out to everybody because I want everybody to have this information just to have. It's 107 people that they did clinical research. You know, generally with herbs and vitamins and minerals, you get testimonials. But this isn't just testimonials. It's clinical research where they took 107 people with cancer, people with AIDS, people with hepatitis, people with chronic fatigue syndrome, lupus, and I'm talking about people with cancer in the fourth stage, what we call wasting stages. And out of those 107 people, they brought all of their NK killer T cell count up from very a low amount. Some people were at like a 1, and they brought it way up. So I was so excited because when he sat down with me, he showed me a lot of different people, and I saw people that normally we wouldn't have been able to help because anything that we take, whether it's a medication or an herb, a vitamin, a mineral, a homeopathic, you take it by way of mouth and it goes through the stomach and it takes a process. It's a chemical process it has to go through in order for it to reach your cells. Well, this gets into the system and works rather quickly. It goes straight to the mitochondria of the cell. So that's exciting to somebody like me because, well, it will be to you too, but I see people all week long, and when they have wasting problems, it's like you can tell them what to do. You know, say, for instance, cancer, you know, you can tell them to take uña de gato. You can tell them to take astragalus. They can take combinations with echinacea. But if their digestive system isn't up to par, then they won't be able to absorb it and get it into their system. And that's the reason why you don't see herbs having the really, really good outcome that we would like to see with cases like cancer and AIDS, although I have seen them work if we can catch them early enough. Well, this is really great because it helps people in end stage, wasting stage, and you can also do it for prevention. My own testimonial, I actually took it for 1 week, and I'm just going to wrap it up quickly because it can get a little in-depth, and I don't want to do that. I ordered it, and I used it for 1 week. The reason why I stopped in the midst of a week, because a sister who goes to my church had found out that she wasn't feeling well, so I actually took it over to her. So in the 1 week that I took it, I did notice I had better energy. I needed less sleep. But here's a big plus that a lot of ladies will really appreciate. All of my menopausal concerns were gone. Wow. And that was just in the 1 week that I took it. The sister that I gave it to, this was last Wednesday, and I haven't had it since Wednesday, and I'm still keeping up at the same pace. She actually called me up Friday, praise God, and said that she was up eating greens and feeling good. When I gave it to her on Wednesday, she was laid out and didn't have much energy and wasn't feeling well. Her condition was cancer. So I just wanted to share that with everybody to say that this year has been a phenomenal year for me in blowing my mind, and something that came to me that I didn't have to go out and really just search for like I've had to in the field. And anyone who's interested in it, I'll be glad to. I just need your email. I will be glad to email you the research and all the information on it because it's truly been a blessing, and it's the best gift that I think I've ever had, because I consider the best gift one you can share. And I just want to share that information with everybody so that it's something that you can have. And I'm hoping and praying that it can help a lot of people so I don't have to see what I've seen in the past 20 years.
Medina, if you don't mind, can you share your contact information for those people that do want to get in touch with you to get the information?
Sure. I can give you my email. I'm on Facebook under Medina Nance. I'll give you my email. It's herbs, spelled H-E-R-B-S, 1519 at yahoo.com. That's herbs with an S on it, H-E-R-B-S, 1519 at yahoo.com.
Much. Thank you for sharing that information.
And it's something phenomenal that I've been waiting for a long, long time.
Wow. Wow. Io, Billy, do you have anything that you want to share before we let Ms. Medina go off the line?
I'm still blown off that quote she just said. She said the best gift is the one that you can share.
Yes.
That's fire.
Wow, yeah, Medina shared some, she said some nuggets. I know some people might have not quite got all of that, but pretty much what she said is, you know, and I'm definitely going to be reviewing that information as well. But the importance of it, guys, is your health, and definitely, you know, we're always trying to tell you guys take care of your health, and prevention is the key. So thank you, Medina, for coming on and sharing your knowledge with us.
You're more than welcome. As everyone begins to absorb the information like I did, it's going to have a very slow building effect.
Nice.
Well, thank you so much, again, Medina, for sharing that information. And we'll make sure that we get your contact information on the MindShift Talk Radio Facebook page as well. So for anyone that's listening, if you weren't able to get the email address, if there's any information you need, please feel free to check out the MindShift Talk Radio Facebook page. But again, thank you so much, Medina, and again, we wish you the best in 2011 as well.
Likewise to everyone, grace and peace in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you.
All right. Let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving. This has just been so awesome. I'm loving this. I'm loving the energy and the passion that you're hearing from our listeners. From our speakers tonight. You know, I wouldn't expect anything less. But I'm still sitting here. I knew that it would be so much information, guys. Like, I know we talked about this before we did the show, and we're talking about all the great information that would come. And I still think that I underestimated what would be coming forth. I think I still underestimated the power that would come forth on this show. So I'm so thankful to everyone that's calling in and also to you guys, Billy and Kyle, because you guys rock as well. But we're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep it moving before I get all excited and keep talking, because, you know, I can become a chatterbox when I get excited. So we're going to go to our next speaker. And I thank him for being so patient holding on the line, because I know we're running a little bit behind, but I thank you in advance before we even bring you on for being so patient and waiting for us on the show. But I can't say enough about this individual. We posted so much about his show prior to him even coming on to the show. And I remember Billy introduced us to him. And when Billy first sent me the email, he was just so excited. He was like, you got to check this out. You got to look at this stuff. You got to listen to the interview. You got to check out this book. And I was like, okay, Billy, I'm going to get around to it. And when I finally did, I was like, wow, I was blown away. So, Billy, I'm going to let you go ahead and introduce the next speaker that we have coming on the line. Wait up for a minute. Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you. Did the rotary? I know the rotary didn't go now. Billy's on a big rotary phone, y'all.
Billy's on a... We may have lost him because I don't hear him. I don't hear the little tick-tick on his phone.
He's on a rotary phone, so we know that we cannot lose Billy, okay?
Okay, well, it's fine because I'm ready for this next speaker. But for this individual, like I said, just phenomenal as well in his own right. And he came on the show, and he talked to us about being more than a conqueror. And he shared his story about overcoming cancer and about beating cancer and becoming a conqueror over cancer. And we also talked about his book, where he shared a lot of his experience. And we also talked about how it affected those around him in terms of his mother and family members and those that are connected to him. So it was another phenomenal show, because it was inspirational in the sense where he really showed how if you're faithful, anything can happen. You know, anything, mountains can move if you're faithful. And he talked about it in terms of health. But, again, the information he shared applies to any area of your life. And so without any further ado, I want to bring on this phenomenal guest that we had in 2010, one of the rock stars as well, Mr. Eddie Connor. Eddie, are you there?
Hey, I'm here. I'm glad to be on the program tonight. And,
hey.
Shout outs to Dr. Kedar and Stacy and Billy, who's back on his way. And, you know, I'm glad to be on this Monday night fire mind shift. Absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. We know that you have a very busy schedule. We've been keeping up with your posts on Facebook, and you've just been on a roll. And I know that you did a blog talk tour around that same time that you were here on our show a few months ago, and I know that was a great success. I was following that, but I just want to know from you, I mean, it seems like you have really just been instrumental in terms of growth and development that you've been inspiring through your books as well as your radio show. I know you do a lot on television as well. I saw some video clips from some things that you did as well. But just tell us, what are some things that stood out for you in 2010? What was your greatest learning experience? And what is it that you are looking forward to in 2011?
Well, it really goes to the fact of the matter that 2010 was really, for me personally and for me helping to develop people, to help them understand their gift and to help them understand that God never plants a seed on this planet and doesn't expect fruit to come from it. And so they have a seed that's been, and really seeds, gifts and talents that have been planted and invested into their lives. And they can't let any weeds, they can't let any haters, they can't let anything come between what's been planted in the root and the productivity of the fruit. And so 2010 really was a culmination, and in hopefully people brought an end to some things and cut off some things to where they're not even doing permanent things with temporary people, and realize that it's not just the close of a year, but it's the close to the decade. And so they shouldn't just shut the chapter. They should just close the whole book and move forward, break down barriers, break down boundaries, and really just escalate and really just plateau into their future. And so this year of 2011, we have to have that mentality, not to just open the door, but to kick it down and say, I'm taking it. I'm taking back my life. I'm taking back my mind. I'm shifting my mind. And there, this year of 2011, this new decade, this new dimension, with every new decade, we've got to have a new dimensional frame of mind to recognize the paradigm shift and to move with that and to have a mentality that I'm going to take it. I'm taking back my community. I'm taking back my family. I'm taking hold of everything and moving forward into my future. And that's the type of determination that we have to have.
Just being real hungry, just saying, I'm just
going to
get it.
Absolutely. And the thing about it goes to the fact that a people will only do for themselves what they think about themselves. If I think that I have greatness on the inside of me, I'm going to reach for that. And I'm going to reach to the one who has given me greatness. I'm going to reach towards God, who is the greatest power that's ever existed, to recognize the greatness that's on the inside of me. And I won't let anybody diminish me. I won't let anybody debilitate me or devalue me, because my value is not contained in what I have. My value is contained in who I am.
Amen.
Billy, are you back on with us?
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Oh. Hey, brother.
What's going on, Eddie?
Hey, my man. What's going on?
I'm glad to have you on the show, brother.
Hey, I'm just honored. I'm excited and delighted and gracious to have another opportunity to be on the program tonight.
So we kicking down the door in 2011?
You know it, Doc.
That's what we do.
We're kicking down the door. We're not taking any prisoners. And we're moving into the power of our future. And we're taking anybody who wants to come with us to have that type of mindset. But think about it, it goes to the mindset. The business won't be launched unless the mindset is right. The community won't be reinvigorated until the mindset is right. And so it's not just, don't think it's strange that this program is called Mind Shift. I've got to shift my mind out of negativity into positivity. I've got to look at impossible not just as that, but see it as I'm possible. And that's what I had to do as a cancer survivor, to look at the first three letters in the word cancer as can, and I can survive. I can overcome. Mm-hmm. Not just will I, not just I can, but I will. Mm-hmm. When we have that mindset, when our mind is connected to our will, there's nothing that can stop us. And that's what we have to do. We have to shift our mind and move it into a plain path. Negativity wants to come there, I'm going to push it out. I can think positive in a negative situation. And if I think positive in the negative situation, my situation has to ultimately change.
Yeah.
It has to.
Mr. Wow. Eddie, I can, Connor. That's my new name for you, brother.
Well, Eddie, what can we look forward to from you in 2011? Tell us about
You know, I'm really trying to reinvigorate life in the minds of our young people. I just came back from Connecticut, and I let them know I was speaking to a school in Bridgeport, which has, in Connecticut, is one of the richest states in America, but it has the highest achievement gap educationally in America between black and white and Hispanic students. And I let them know the first seven letters is in Connecticut is connect. Who are we connected to? Are they bringing value in our lives? Are they pushing us to the next level, or are they debilitating us? Are they breaking us down, or are they building us up? So we got to think about who we're connected to, because our direction is in our connection. And so I really just want to invest life into the minds of our young people and let them know they don't have to be a 50 cent. They ain't got to be 50%. They don't have to be half of anything. God created them to be whole, to be who they are, and to walk in their purpose. And so I just really just want to just give purpose and just inspire people. My aspiration is inspiration. So I just really seek to do that, especially in this year. And I really appreciate you all showing me favor to open a door and really just invest power into the lives of your listeners tonight.
Thank you so much, Eddie. We thank you for being here on the show with us tonight. And again, we look forward to hearing more from you in 2011. We know that there's going to be so many great things coming forth from you. Again, for those of you that are not familiar with Eddie's material, we encourage you to go online, check him out at eddieconner.com. You can also find him on Facebook, and he has a support group on Facebook, sends tons of inspirational messages, great messages every week. I've seen them every week, and I know there was a new one that just came out for the new year, so we encourage you to follow him on Facebook, on Twitter as well, and also you'll be able to get his contact information on Facebook on Mindshift Talk Radio's fan page as well. So again, thank you so much, Eddie, for being here, and we look forward to speaking to you soon and having you on the show again, hopefully within this year.
Thank you as well. I just want to just spell that name phonetically because there's been a little mishap with that. It's E-D-D-I-E. C-O-N-N-O-R, and, of course, .com. Just wanted to just make it plain. I really appreciate you, Dr. Kedar and Stacy and the motivational minister, Brother Billy Miller. I really appreciate you all tonight. Be encouraged, be inspired. You're being heard, and you're impacting people just like me. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Be blessed.
Be blessed.
All right, so that was Mr. Eddie Conner on the line with us. Again, join him. Or check him out online and follow him. We definitely encourage you to follow him on Facebook as well. But we are going to keep the show rolling. I'm especially excited about the next guest that will be joining us. And you guys have heard him a few times on Mindshift Talk Radio. My favorite motivational speaker of all times now, hands down. Author as well, phenomenal author, radio personality, great person, just great person all around. You guys can check him out in the chat room. You guys have probably seen him week after week in the chat room with some really funny stuff. And it just goes to show that you don't have to be one-dimensional, because there's many dimensions to Mr. Chris Gloss, as you will see in the chat room, as well if you check him out on Facebook. Again, tons of great information that he shares on Facebook and also on his website and through his newsletter. So he was one of our first, Billy and I, if I'm not mistaken, I think he's one of the first guests that we had on the show, right? First guest.
I believe so.
Yeah. Yeah, he was one of our first guests because that's when he had his show. He had the topic about how to create habits to win in life, and we were so excited about that. It was when we were wrapping up our series on Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And so he really got the ball rolling for us in terms of having these phenomenal speakers come on the show week after week, and he set it all for us. So we're very thankful for him, and he has been so supportive of the show from day one, and he has been instrumental in our success. And we are just really blessed to have him as part of this Mindshift crew. He's our honorary Mindshift crew member. So I want to welcome to you guys and introduce to you guys Mr. Chris Gloss, the Possibilitarian. Chris, are you there?
I am so fired up. I had to go in the backyard, chop down a tree, start writing with a crayon. Oh, my God. Who's responsible for bringing me on after these powerful people? I want to know, because I got a special letter I want to send you. my God. I mean, this mic is so hot. It's so hard to handle it. My God. You're talking about a show that started off 2011. My God, this is the place to be. If somebody's not here, they're in the wrong place. That's all I know.
Right. Well, Chris, thank you for joining us on the show tonight. You know, again, you always crack us up in the chat room. And we're always excited to see your comments and your posts every single week. But in addition to your humorous side, again, you do encourage us on a weekly basis, whether we're looking at your posts on Facebook or we're checking out your newsletter or just the stuff that you share with us in the chat room, always encouraging, always motivational. And we want to know from you as well, what were your greatest experiences or what was your greatest learning experience in 2010 and what are you looking forward to in the new year?
Wow, and you know, first of all, I'm so thankful to be on your show. Hanging out with you three have become my favorite three champions on the planet, people that are committed to changing the lives and changing the mindset of people around this entire globe. So for me, it's a personal pleasure and privilege just to have the opportunity to call each and every one of you a friend. So I'm truly honored by that. And when it comes to 2010, let me tell you, I've learned some lessons in 2010, but I remember reading a quote on Facebook that kind of set the year off for me. And it kind of went like this: life is not about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself. And that comes from George Bernard Shaw. And as I begin to reflect on 2010, I begin to realize that it wasn't about finding who Chris Gloss was, but it was really about who can Chris Gloss become. It's as if God has given me an empty canvas and plenty of colors to paint the future that I want to create. And the things, the place on that canvas, the things I want to be, the things I want to do, and the things I want to have. And so 2010 presented me such an awesome opportunity. To the point, Stacey, here's something that I learned: not to judge things positive or negative. I think I've grown in that area because every experience contributed to my growth and development and becoming the best me possible. Here's the biggest lesson in this process was, had it not been for the seemingly negative situations, I would have never tasted the sweet taste of the victories. You know, because as I look back and, you know, and at the end of the year, you can always look back and see how things kind of connected. I'm not sure if any of your listeners have ever done this, but take a few moments just to look back and see how things happen. Because truly in 2010, there were some things that happened that I thought was tragic, that I thought, how am I going to bounce back? How am I going to recover from this? But it was in those moments of seemingly impossible situations that I've met some people and I've experienced some things that turned out to be the very building blocks for why I'm still here. And you see, for me, that's powerful because not everybody that entered 2010 can say that I'm still here. You know, no matter what the ups and downs was, I'm still here. You know, I have another chance. I have another opportunity to continue to paint on this wonderful canvas that I've been given, and I can create whatever I want to create without limitation. So I'm just so excited that anything that happened in 2010, I count it as good. I count it as joy. I count it as peace. I count it as love, because without those experiences, I would have never met a Stacey Emery. Without those experiences, I would have never met a Dr. Io. And without those experiences, I could have never joined the inspirational church head by the Archbishop, the motivational minister, Billy Miller, without those experiences. You know, sometimes in life you get hit by the blind side and it can knock you down on the mat of life and you don't know how you're going to get up. You don't know where the strength is going to come from to get up. But all you know is if you get up, that there's something more powerful on the inside of you that won't allow you to quit in life. And that special thing, that special substance that's on the inside of you was deposited by God himself, because he knew that that there's this four-letter word that's so possible, that's so powerful, called love, that it never fails. And I'm only here on this call, on this radio show tonight, and it's because love never fails. Because God loves me so much, He wanted to give me another lease on life, another 12 months at a minimum, just to experience what it's like to hang around the three best people walking this planet, Stacy, Billy, and Isle. And for that, I give thanks. And He's done enough by just letting me have the opportunity to have you three in my life. So I'm grateful, and I give thanks for that.
Thank you, bro.
That's the
awesome
moment.
You.
I'm getting my Kleenex right now.
Oh, my. It was awesome.
That is awesome.
I was just saying, Chris don't know how much he's touched all of us, you know, as for me, you know, just you had that gift of what your name is. You let me see the possibility in situations when I may think it's too big. You know, after talking to you, after having a conversation with you, I mean, one time you just said something to me on a Facebook post. Didn't hear your voice or nothing, just read some words, and it had me on fire the whole day because you let me see the possibility in it.
Well, you know, Billy, I give thanks for that because of who you are. You know, there's a quote I heard this year when I think about how awesome you are, Billy. Here's a quote that I remember, and it read, you never know how strong you are until being strong is the only choice you have. And given the circumstances that was presented to you by life, Billy, you're being a single father, but you know what? You've become a father more than to just the people that's in your household. You've become a brother, a friend. You've become someone that makes deposits in my life. You know, being the possibilitarian, most people think, well, Chris, how did you come up with that name? First of all, I didn't come up with that name. And first of all, without the people I'm connected to, I would be nothing. Because there's been not one person on this planet that's ever existed that's done it on their own. Long Ranger had Tonto, Batman had Robin, Jesus had his disciples or disciplined ones. So without your supporting cast, without the people that God has connected to you, you're really nothing because you can't do it on your own. Even Scripture says we only know in part. So because of the man you are and because of the things you experience, Billy, and just because of the faith that you have that brought you through, like the quote says, that you never know how strong you are until being strong is the only choice you have, you've made that step deposit of strength into my life. That's why I'm still here. For me, it's possible because Billy made a deposit one day. He didn't keep it to himself. He wasn't selfish with it. He made a deposit in my life that became a battery or became fuel that fires up my faith and my belief. To believe that it's possible because I'm strong in it because of the people I'm connected to, not because of who I am or a name that was given to me. It has everything to do with who you are, who Dr. Io is, and who the incredible Stacy is in my life.
Thanks, God.
Wow.
Drop the mic.
It's rare that Io is speechless.
I know. Well, every time Chris gets started, it's like, you know, we had Eddie Connor, Chris Gloss. It's like, oh, man, you know, you guys just get so fired up. And it's because you really care about people and know that, you know, it's really not about you, knowing that it's a greater purpose. And it's every time I listen to you guys talk, it's just, it really reinforces that. So this year, I think without hearing great speakers like yourself, Chris, and Eddie Connor, hearing that good word that you all always give, you know, it's just, it really empowers us to just keep on going. So I just want to thank you so much, Chris, for all that you do.
Wow. You know, I thank you because, I mean, with every video that you put out, even the stuff that's kind of like tough to swallow, you don't care. You just put it out. Whether you're talking about the gut or the inward parts of our being on the radio show, let me tell you, you go there, and you go there because you care. And that's like the biggest part of the biggest message that was deposited in my heart that I'm just going to hone in on this year right? Just that's kind of like hand in hand with possibilities is consistency. And Dr. Isles, that's who you are, consistent with your message in the face of fear. Are people going to say, well, I'm not going to be her friend because she just want to talk about health all the time. She always wants to talk about don't eat this or eat that, drink this, don't drink that. You know, and you know what? Without those voices in this world, then we'll have nothing. Because for me, consistency is everything. That's the thing for me from this day forward in my life is to be more consistent. And in life, we can just look back at 2010. We didn't fall off our goals because we were inconsistent. We fell off our goals because we were consistent in doing the things that did not produce the results that we wanted. We started off being consistent in a thing that would produce the results, but somewhere we made a detour. We got distracted, and distraction is simply an intrusion of the mind. So for me to live a life of consistency, I need a model imperative, which simply means it's imperative that I have a model to mold myself after. And if every time I turn on Facebook, I can see this smiling face with all this energy coming through my video screen telling me what to eat, what not to eat consistently throughout the year and consistently throughout the year, I'm not only going to improve personally and professionally, but I'm going to continue to shed pounds and live a life till I'm like 140, still doing the same thing that you found me doing today because of the deposits you make and helping me stay more consistent and true to what I believe is the gift and calling on my life. So I give thanks to you.
Wow, thanks. That's awesome. Thank you, Chris. Hey, that's further motivation. Y'all going to see another video. Y'all got beats last week. We're going to do something.
I told you, Chris, make you go get it, boy.
Right? Wow.
I'm telling you, man. And you know, and I'm doing my best just to try to contain myself because let me tell you, I am so fired up because of the deposits that you have made in me becoming a better person. Oh, I mean, every show, and I'm not just saying this because I think the world of each and every one of you, this is true. Every show that you guys have done have made some serious deposits. I mean, just listening to Eddie, oh, my God, how can you listen to this man and not be changed? Listening to Sister Medina, Coach Terrence, oh, my God, you can hear the passion come through as he just drops tender velvet nuggets of wisdom all on you. You know, it just melts you down like a latte at Starbucks. You know, when Coach Terrence is out there throwing it down, you don't know what to do with yourself. It's just like, okay, I'm just going to receive it. Even if I don't understand it, I'll get it later, but I'm just going to go ahead and take it for now. But it's because you guys care enough to give us the best each and every week. That's why I'm addicted to the chat room, not because I want to crack jokes, but just because I know that there's always a hot meal waiting for me showing up at the Mindshift chat room. Just listening, there's a hot meal. Whether I had a I listened to the show when I had a high temperature, I listened to it when I wasn't feeling good, and I listened to it when I'm feeling great because it's always in season. And ever since the first day I met Stacy, my life has never been the same. The deposit she makes on the show and off the show has created a revolution in my life to where my goals have changed dramatically. I now see what God has placed on my life, the calling on my life, much different because I needed someone that was outside of the frame. As my mentor would say, you can't see the picture when you're in the frame of life. I needed somebody outside the frame that had a level of boldness, that was willing to do some surgery and create a mind shift on the inside so that I could taste and experience victory. So my gift to the Mind Shift listeners is to do everything I can to make deposits in Stacy's life so she can do the same in the life of everyone else, because I believe everyone needs to experience the deposits that she made in my life. So it's my gift to the listeners to do any and everything I can to make sure she's free to do anything she wants to do, whatever aid or support or anything that I can do, I am there to do it because I think each and every listener of Mindshift deserves to have that same transforming spirit in their lives that will release them and tear down the walls of containment in their life so that they can be free to do all that God has called them to be. So whatever I can do, Stacy, I'm humbly here to support the mission of getting Mind Shift around the globe so that you're free to do, and Dr. Io is free and Billy is free to do that same surgery you did in me in them.
Chris, I can't cry on my show. So stop. I'm sitting here like I'm listening to you and I'm just humbled by the whole I'm humbled by the whole experience. Listening to you speak and just honored to have you in my life, you know, as my friend, as my mentor, as my coach, as my buddy, as my confidant. I mean, wow, is all I can say. And I'm listening to you guys. I'm listening to the speakers on the show. I'm listening to Io and Billy, and I'm just blown away right now. And I'm so thankful just for who you are. You have been instrumental in my life. And truly, you are my favorite speaker on the planet. You really are. And when you talked about the support, you know, it still it trips me out sometimes when I hear you talk about how much I've helped you, because truly I believe that you have been one of the greatest blessings in my life. You have helped me to see things from a totally different perspective. All those boundaries and limitations that I once placed on myself are no longer there. And I can say that's because Chris Gloss has come into my life. And I'm so thankful for just who you are and everything that you do and the deposits that you make into my life every single day. And I thank you so much for supporting MindShift because of all the people that are being blessed. Just for this 10, 15 minutes that you've been speaking on the show right now, I know that you have just totally transformed lives. And I'm so blessed and just so honored to have you here. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much, and God bless each and every one of you. I love each and every one of you. I'm looking forward to a phenomenal 2011 and continuing to change and grow. So I'm thankful, looking forward to another phenomenal year with you guys. So God bless you. I get out the way so you can continue your show, since I have ran my mouth long enough.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And, guys, make sure that you're checking him out online, chrisgloss.com. You can also Google him. You can YouTube him, Chris Gloss. You will see tons of information and great videos by the phenomenal speaker and author, the Possibilitarian himself. So thank you again for joining us tonight. And, Billy, I'm almost on the floor right now. I'm almost on the floor right now. I want to say Chris really said it as far as, I mean, there's so much when I think about 2010, and he was just talking about the experiences. And like many people that we've talked to, whether online or offline, you hear the same thing about 2010, that there were quite a few challenges and trials and obstacles to overcome in 2010. But the great news is that we're here in 2011. So that means that we overcame all of those trials and all of those challenges. We overcame every obstacle, and that says so much about who we are and what's on the inside of us. And I can say my greatest lesson in 2010 was to learn just to be happy with me, just to be happy with my current situation, just to be happy with where I am in the moment. You know, my whole life I have been that control freak. I've always tried to control every single thing going on around me, including people around me. And I'm thankful that I can be completely transparent on this show. I can be completely transparent here because I feel that this show is a safe place. It is a place where people come for healing. It is a place where people come for comfort. It is a place where people come for information and for knowledge and for breakthrough. Mind Shift Talk Radio is more than an internet radio show. It is a place that is, it's an instrument and a tool that is changing lives. And that's what it's been about. And we prayed about that. And I am so thankful to be able to work with Billy and Io. You know, it started off when I was doing Heart to Heart, a conference call. And I'm so thankful how God lined things up. and just having Billy come on and Io, we met each other on Facebook. You know, Io and I just met for the first time, like, what, maybe 2 months ago. And look at the connection that was made. And it's just to show that it doesn't matter where you are right now. You can be sitting in your living room. You can be sitting in a basement right now. You can be sitting in your car. It doesn't matter where you are. The only thing that matters is where you aspire to be. You have to keep in mind the dreams. You know, I said this before. As children, we dream. We get so caught up in our dreams. I listen to my son sometimes, and the imagination is just out of this world. And as we become adults, as we grow and we start to have real-life experiences, as the challenges start to come and the responsibility comes, we forget to dream. We lose hope. We lose confidence. And for me, like I said, I've always been that person trying to control everything going on. And when things would not work in accordance of the way I would like them to work, according to the way I would like them to work, I would feel defeated at times. And I thank God that despite how challenging 2010 was, I still got back up every single day. And I talked about this on Facebook, that all the experiences I've had, whether they be good or what would be considered not so good, they all helped me to become a stronger Stacey Emery. I'm a stronger mother. I'm a stronger friend. I'm a stronger leader. I'm a stronger everything, you know, really in every part of my life. I feel stronger. I find strength in every experience that I've had. You know, just like we were told just now when we were talking about recommitting and refocusing and reflecting, if I reflect over the last year, I can say that every experience that I had was necessary to get me to the place where I am now. It was truly humbling for me to go through many experiences that I had last year, but they were also very empowering. And so I encourage everyone that's listening to this show right now to think back about the year. But when you think about it, it's truly a matter of your perspective. How are you looking at it? Are you looking at it as it was a defeated year? You know, I got beat down, oh, woe is me. Or are you looking at it and saying, you know what, I went through a lot of things, but I'm still here. I have another opportunity. Terrence came on the show just now, came on the line with so much fire and excitement, and he even admitted that he had some trials, but you couldn't even tell because he was still encouraged. We have to stay encouraged. And again, when I talk about Billy and I talk about Io, you know, you guys are my friends, yes, but you guys are so much more than my friends. Just like I said with Chris, you guys are instrumental in my life. You guys helped me to reach beyond measure, to just grow beyond measure. I mean, when Paul was here and he was talking about your dream stretchers and so forth, you guys stretched my dreams. If it wasn't for Io listening to my call Monday mornings or Wednesday mornings at 8 o'clock in the morning, she would say, Stacey, when's the CD coming? When are you going to do radio? When are you going to do something like that? It was just like, wow, when am I going to move? These are dreams I've had for some time, and many of you listening have had dreams that are just tucked in a box somewhere, or they've been swept under the rug because you've been beat up by life. And I'm telling you now that you have to go ahead and get that box of dreams, dust it off, open that box up, and get back with it. Get back in the flow. Get back to moving. Even if you take baby steps every day is a new opportunity that gets us that much closer to our dreams. Truly, we can all have the desires of our heart. If we will stay faithful, if we will stay committed, if we will be perseverant, we just have to take the walk, and we just have to walk in faith. And that's what I learned about 2010. I don't care what's going on around you. Every day that you wake up, that God breathes life into you, you have an opportunity to achieve your goals. You have an opportunity to win every single day. I was talking to someone about this yesterday, and she's going through a really hard time and having a lot of things going on. And I had to remind her of everything that she was talking to me about, of all the things that are coming at her. And sometimes when things come at us, it feels like everything comes at one time, like there's a million darts coming at us at one time. But I had to stop her, and I had to remind her that as she was talking to me about all the things that happened to her, I asked her how she overcame all those things. And she was able to sit there and pause for a minute, and she thought about it, that despite how bad it was, she still came through. She broke through every single time. Same thing for those of you that are listening. You may come into this new year and say, you know what, I'm just listening to this show because I just need a little bit of inspiration. I just need a little bit of hope. Well, I pray that you have it. But really, it doesn't start here and it doesn't end here. It starts and it ends with you. You know, this is the first step, and I commend you for taking that first step, but what are you going to do after this show goes off the air? When we hang up this call, are you going to go back to worrying, or are you going to say, you know what, it's time for me to do something new? You've had all these people on this show. You've had Chris. You've had Eddie Connor. You've had Medina. You've had Terrence, Io, Billy, Summer, and Chris Creighton. All these people have come on the show to remind you that you still have an opportunity to win in this year. We are not sitting here painting fancy pictures for you. We are not painting a fairy tale. We are just telling you that as long as you are here and as long as you wake up again tomorrow, you get going. You work towards whatever it is that is important to you. It's never too late. You had that couple just come on and said they're back in school now and they're still working towards their dreams. I encourage you because you can win in this year. You know, in 2010, the whole thing was you can win in 2010. You can win in every single year. You can win every day. If you made a mistake yesterday, then you correct it today. If you made a mistake today, you correct it tomorrow. But that is it, guys. I know I'm going on and on and on, but I am just so passionate about this. Again, I am so thankful for everyone that's listening to the show, and I'm thankful for everyone that spoke tonight. I am thankful for my partners in success, Billy and Io and Chris as well. And I encourage you guys to continue to follow us online. You can find us on Facebook, Mind Shift Talk Radio. You can find Dr. Io Kadar on Facebook, Billy Miller, the motivational minister. He has a group page as well as his personal page. And Billy, go ahead and share your website and your blog with our listeners, please.
My website is thewordisyourlife.com, L-I-F-E. Thewordisyourlife.com. And I have two blogs. One is called BillyWrites.blogspot.com, and the other one is BillyReads.blogspot.com. And Billy is spelled B-I-L-L-I-E.
That's it. And Io, can you go ahead and share your contact information as well?
Definitely. excuse me. Guys, I am on Facebook at DRAYOKEDAR, Dr. Io Kadar. I'm on LinkedIn the same way and Twitter. And my blog is livehealthyplan.com, so L-I-V-E, healthyplan.com, or business video marketing tips at videobrandmarketing.com. So link up with me.
All righty. Well, again, Billy, Io, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't say it enough. Thank you guys so much.
Hey, we did it in 2010. Let's do it again.
Amen.
Hey.
Well, again, this has been another phenomenal show, to say the least. And you guys got me all excited, and now I'm just ready to fall down on the floor. I'm just ready to fall down. This has just been so much for me. I know I was looking at Jed Pro in the chat room, and she was talking about she couldn't even pull out Kleenex. She was going to pull out a whole roll of Charmin tissue. All the stuff that's going on, all the sharing and everything going on. But that's just to show you that it's nothing but love here at Mindshift Talk Radio. We have love for each other, and we have love for each and every one of you that are tuning in and that are joining us via the chat room. So that is it for tonight's show. I can tell you that we have an amazing lineup for this month, so you don't want to miss the show. And as Billy said to you earlier in the show, make sure that you go back online to mindshifttalkradio.com to listen to the archives, because we do have some great shows that were, you know, from some past shows from the last few months and so forth online as well. But you definitely want to make sure that you stay plugged in this month. And I can tell you one show that's going to just be a hit for the gentlemen. There's going to be a show exclusively for you guys, being led by our own Billy Miller. So you want to make sure that you stay plugged in and that you're following us online as well as on Facebook. But that is it for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. As always, we wish you a phenomenal and a blessed week. It's Monday, so it's the beginning of the work week for many of you, and we just encourage you to be back here next week, and we will talk to you guys
soon. On our Facebook page.
On the Facebook page, Mind Shift Talk Radio. That's our fan page. Yeah, that's our fan page, yeah. Mind Shift Talk Radio as well. And you can reach me there, Stacey Emery, E-M-E-R-I. All righty, guys, we'll talk to you soon. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mind Shift Radio.